And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Right. Dr. Jim Sadler is joining us from a dinner party in West Los Angeles, where you're going to be talking to some publishers tonight.
That's correct.
And you're going to be discussing with them a book that you're working on. And you just told me something kind of interesting, though.
Well, I had a conversation with a gentleman who had been... He worked with a rock band called REO Speedwagon, if you're familiar with them.
Yeah.
And he told me how much I sounded like the lead singer of the band, the REO Speedwagon band. And I met
that guy once. I forget his name. Kevin something?
I don't know, but there's a lot of people here, Phil. We're having a publisher's, more or less, you know, every so often want to see what's out there. And the book that I'm working on is a very, very challenging.
The book is called The Face of Horror, The Story of Patient X. This is a patient of yours?
This is a 35-year-old truck driver. This man is primarily a driver of a great deal of freight transport between San Pedro and the west side of Los Angeles. I have been treating this man for 7 months, and I'm going to tell you, and I'll tell your audience, that he has, this individual has told me of crimes that he has committed of a sexual nature, and I am right now trying to deal with this, and also trying to put as much of this down on paper as I can, so that when we do complete the book, we've got a very complete record of this man's criminality and aberration.
Dr. Sadler, you have dealt in the field of abnormal psychology for a while, is that right?
I have studied abnormal psychology. I worked with a very brilliant man by the name of Carmen Pasolini, who is a doctor at University of California, Berkeley, on coprophagia, instincts, autoerotic asphyxiation, cannibalism. These are very dark areas of human psychology, zoophilia, and so on.
Tell us what coprophagia is.
It is extremely uncommon, but it is known among humans, the consuming of feces.
Oh, my God.
Well, all of these things I'm going to be discussing with you are all relative to the patient that I'm talking about. We know what cannibalism is. Autoerotic asphyxiation is really a practice of self-strangulation, typically by use of some sort of a ligature, but in order to heighten sexual pleasure, you also, some of these individuals strangle their sex partners. And sometimes death results.
By the way, I just got the name of the lead singer of REO, Kevin Cronin.
Kevin Cronin is who?
He's the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Oh. Well, this is what this gentleman, Jack Humpty, just said to me, so...
All right, so are you telling me the patient you're treating right now is a man who has committed crimes, sexual crimes...
It's as far as I want to go in describing what this man has done, but he has committed a fairly wide array of crimes of a sexual nature. The interesting thing about this man is he has not showed any remorse. He's showed no intention of stopping. So he is what we call very manic in his drive to inflict as much, as I say in the book, horror on those who are his victims. The book is going to be, I think, a wonderful expose.
Well, let me stop you right there and ask you a question that I need to ask. Here's a man who's out, you're saying, committing crimes of a sexual nature or otherwise. Do you make an attempt to contact the authorities?
Well, there is a doctor-patient confidentiality agreement that has to be respected. I am aware of...
Well, you don't have that confidentiality agreement when it comes to crimes against children, do you?
It can be interpreted a lot of different ways. I certainly would take very seriously any patient that came to me and said that he committed sexual crimes against a child. This patient, who I'm describing as patient X, is so abnormal and really off the charts in terms of his behavioral pattern that I need to document as much as I can for the book that I'm writing. And
so you do not intend to contact the police on this gentleman?
Well, please understand, Phil, I'm not the one committing these crimes.
No, but you're not the one committing the crimes, but you are treating this man. You know that he's doing these things. Do you not have any intention?
Well, please recognize the doctor-patient confidentiality.
What about the people that he's hurting, though? See, I understand about...
The people that he's hurting are the very same people who... let's talk about the people that he's hurting. These are the same kinds of people who, turned me into my homeowners association because I work out in an exercise thong in the front yard. These are the same people who, when I first hung up my marriage, family, child counseling shingle, they decided that they would go to another therapist because they didn't like my use of crystals. These are the same. You see what I'm saying?
Well, they're not the same people, though.
But they're the same type of people. But I'm not saying that they deserve to be brutalized this way. And I do intend on calling the police. But I've got to get this book finished.
All right. Hold on, Doctor. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler about a book he's working on called The Face of Horror, The Story of Patient X. A man that he's currently treating is a truck driver, 35 years of age, from... Where's this man from? He's local?
I believe from California, yes.
And he's committing crimes of a sexual nature, showing no remorse, no intention of stopping. And you are reluctant to call the police until you finish your book.
Well, you're characterizing it the wrong way. I am fully intending on calling the police, but I do have a book to finish, yes. And this, once it's done, is going to take us light years ahead of where we are right now on abnormal psychological research.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. I'm not buying it, okay?
What are you not buying?
What do you mean you're not going to report this guy? The guy is committing crimes of a sexual nature, showing no remorse.
Let me explain, Phil.
Showing no intention of stopping. You use this patient-doctor confidentiality agreement, but we know that that does not exist when it comes to, I know for a fact it doesn't exist when it comes to crimes of this nature against children.
Exactly, but this man...
Has he committed these crimes against children?
I can't tell you.
Why?
Because of the doctor-patient...
Well, if he has, and you're not reporting it, then you're committing a crime, right?
Yes, I am. But I haven't said he's done that. If this man committed crimes against children, that's a whole other, as my father used to say, that's a whole other enchilada, you know. That's a whole other ball of wax. However, let's say he hasn't.
Let's talk about what he has done as opposed to...
No, let's say that he... Understand that I'm a doctor of psychology. So I've got one up on you a little bit here, Phil. I know that you are more into pleasing your audience than you are at finding the truth right now.
But there's going to be people calling Dr. Sadler, whether, you can brain read me if you want or mind read me, that's fine, but there's going to be people calling who are going to want answers.
But as a psychologist, I'm not saying I'm smarter than other people, but people are, when they meet a psychologist, I know about what's going on inside their head. So you can't really, get up in my face and tell me this or tell me that, because I know the psychological motivations of people. See?
Well, I don't know what that means other than to say to you, if you are harboring information about crimes, then you are ethically and legally bound to tell the authorities, are you not?
See, again, as a psychologist, you're trying to be all how, you know, you think you, you're going to tell me what to do, see? And
no, I'm not. I'm just asking a question.
What was your question? Yeah, you asked me if...
Are you not legally...
Am I legally bound to report an individual's clinic? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But let's talk about a man who struggled his way through medical school, took my master's degree, went out into the world, began a practice, shunned by people because I was very, I was unusual, not unusual, I was unconventional. I'm married to a woman much younger than me. We are very colorful and extravagant in the way we dress and the way we entertain in our homes. I work out. I've been in a lot of Mr. Universe contests. People are intimidated by how well-muscled I am and so forth. Let's talk about a guy like me who has a book to write that is going to put to rest an awful lot of the rumors about Dr. Jim Sadler. And yes, a wife that is 20 years of age, and I'm 54. And this idea that weightlifters are homosexuals, or weightlifters love to wrestle each other, this sort of nonsense. So when you...
You're asking me to consider your career. I'm just asking you, if you got a patient...
Yes.
...who has committed coprophagia and cannibalism and all of these things, why are you not reporting him to the police?
Because, Phil, that's what you would want me to do, and a lot of people would want me to do that. And why would they want me to do that? Because they want to tear me down and the work that I'm doing on this book. And
so you don't believe people would just like to see an animal like this locked up?
I don't necessarily believe that people want to see this criminal taken off the street so much as they want to cut me down a peg because I have a life that other people envy.
All right, Doctor. Jim Sadler with us. He's at a publisher's a party being thrown by some publishers. He's working on a book called The Face of Horror, The Story of Patient X, who he's currently treating. The man has committed, quote, crimes of a sexual nature showing no remorse and no intention of stopping. He's writing a book about this, but at the same time, the guy's out there offending, and the doctor is not reporting this to the police. The reason why he says he's not doing that yet is because he's not so sure people want him to report this guy to save society. He thinks people want him to report this guy to tear him down and tear down his career. Now, I understand he's a weightlifter, bud?
Yeah, Mr. Universe.
All right, fine. And he and his wife lead an unconventional lifestyle. Good for them. I don't know whether that's affected his career, but what that has to do with him holding back vital information for the police on a guy that's out. Coprophagia. I mean, this is some kind of sickness. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, but, Dr. Jim Sadler is with me here. The book is called The Face of Horror, The Story of Patient X. All right, because you're a psychologist, what?
Well, nothing other than I've made a study of human behavior. So when someone says to me, why don't you report this man? It's against the law. And they puff their chest out. See, on account of I've studied psychology, I know, you know, what's really going on there. And what's really going on there isn't so much about wanting to report somebody as they want to have power over me. See? And so...
All right, suppose they did. It's still the law, isn't it?
Well, that's fine. And, you know, but don't tell me that you care about people when all you want to do is cut me down. See, I'm not talking about you specifically, Phil. I just mean people in general.
But you accuse me of that. You say that all I want to do is cut you down. Right.
Well, you know, you're on your radio show, and you want to present a very positive image to your listeners. You want your listeners to believe that you are on the side of good. And you've got that very beautiful speaking voice, which is very authoritarian. You could probably intimidate people with your voice. But because I studied psychology, see, I got that figured out. So it don't, you know, it don't mess with me the way it might mess with somebody else.
I'm not trying... All right, you're not going to believe... I'm not trying to intimidate you, Doc. I've had you on my program before.
Yes, you have.
But I'm curious more than anything else. My You know, I love information, and I love to study, and I like to know more about things. And if you have knowledge of you got a patient who's committing crimes of a sexual nature, is it against the law? Is coprophagia against the law?
If it involves another person.
Oh my God! You're kidding, right?
I'm telling you, this guy is a freak. That's, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Adam. Adam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Hey, Dr. Sadler. I'm a counselor. I spent time as a substance abuse counselor. I have a master's degree in counseling and psychology as well.
Do you have your doctorate?
I don't understand how you cannot report this guy if he is doing something illegal.
No, I asked you, do you have your doctorate?
No, sir, I do not have my doctorate.
I understand, all right.
Okay, someday I would like to get my doctorate, but I just don't have it finished right now.
Remember what Thomas Zatz said. Dr. Thomas Zatz, an eminent psychiatrist, who said there really is no such thing as insanity.
Okay.
I find that fascinating.
Okay.
Have you read any of his works?
No, sir, I have not.
I have.
You have, Phil?
Yes, I have. Dr. Sats believes that insanity is... He doesn't like the term. I don't think he doesn't believe that there's such a thing as abnormal behavior.
See, again, but, I'm the one who has this... Jesus.
Go, Adam, make your point, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. My point is, if legally this guy is doing something illegal, I don't understand how you cannot report him for what he's doing. You know, I understand how important it might be to write a book to get out, you know, more information about what's going on.
Well, go ahead. Sorry.
He's breaking the law. I mean, to me, that goes against everything ethically I was ever taught in any course I ever took. You know, if he's potentially hurting somebody else.
What are we going to do with our patients when they come in at him and they say, I'm in pain, I'm hurt, and I did X, Y, Z, and the first thing we do is say, sit there for a moment while I call the cops. See, what they're doing to us is they're making us into just little miniature police officers.
Well, I think that's where some judgment comes into play, too. You know, if this guy did something beforehand and he's no longer a threat, but if he's still out there potentially hurting other people, I can't see how you cannot report him.
Well, I do want to report him, but there's so much to delve into here. There is.
While you're delving, though, doctor.
Exactly.
The zoophilia that this man practices.
Yeah, I mean, while you're delving, people are at risk.
Look, I'm not going to talk to Adam about this because Adam is studying psychology and is in the discipline. But you, Phil, I see right through you on account of my psychology training. And your turn.
Will you get off of this thing about how I want to make power and all of this stuff? I'm asking. Answer the gentleman's question. Forget I asked it.
You mean Adam's question?
Yeah. Why are you not turning this guy in?
Why don't you let him ask it?
Okay. Why are you not turning him in?
Well, all right. That's fine. But see, you're asking it because Hendry did. And
That's the first thing that came to my mind when I tuned into the station and started hearing this. Right away, if he's doing something that hurt other people, what's stopping you from turning him in?
Okay, but were you not inspired by the very authoritarian tones of Mr. Hendry?
Oh, come on.
Oh, No. I can speak for myself.
Uh-huh. All right. Why am I not turning him in? That's your question. And my answer would be this. I am going to turn him in. I have some very important work that I need to have done. And
in the meantime, what if somebody else...
Well, there you go with your Mr. Talk Show host attitude, see? And that's where I draw the line.
Now, I tend to be very behavioral as far as my counseling approach.
I understand.
So not to attempt to sound like I'm counseling you, sir, but what would have to happen for you to turn this guy in?
So you're trying to change the tables on me here. You're trying to psychoanalyze me?
No. I wouldn't dare try to psychoanalyze you. No.
Wait a minute. Wait. Gentlemen, if I could interrupt. We're getting way off the point here.
No, this is the point, Phil.
No, the question is out on the table, and it's a very easy question to answer. Because every day that you dally, you're committing a crime.
Oh, so now what you're doing is you're using your authoritarian...
Will you stop psychoanalyzing me? And just give me an answer to my question.
Adam, you understand what he's doing, right?
To me, he wants an answer to the question.
Yeah, but he's trying to use a power. You know, he's pushing me around a little bit.
I don't see it that way. I see it as he's asking a question that you're not answering.
Yes. Hold on, gentlemen. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This doctor has knowledge of a criminal, and he won't turn him in because he's writing a book. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The book is... Look, at Phil, I have... and I'll tell you what...
By the way, we're with Dr. Jim Sadler. Excuse me, Doctor. We are... Dr. Sadler's at a publisher's party in West Los Angeles. He joins us by phone on his forthcoming book, The Face of Horror, The Story of Patient X, a patient of yours who's been involved in a variety of violent sexual crimes. This man has, you say, been... this man is afflicted with such... abnormal cycle of behavior as cannibalism, zoophilia, which is bestiality. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Coprophagia, which is the eating of feces. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. And a number of other things. Now, I'm not saying any of those things are necessarily criminal, but...
Cannibalism's got to be criminal on account of, you know, what are you eating but a guy you just killed, you know? You know, so you have to...
Well, all right, but I'm saying... And let me get back to Adam, because Adam is a psychologist. Adam, you're a therapist, right? A counselor, family counselor.
Substance abuse.
Yes. Substance abuse?
Yes.
The general has asked us a question. Are you going to turn this guy in?
Let me ask you guys a question. I will answer. Let me ask you this. I have, because of my unconventional lifestyle...
What do you mean by that?
Well, my wife and I are sunbathers. I think traditionally we are nudists, which we practice on weekends. We believe in the healing power of crystals. We have been to Esalen Institute.
What does all this have to do with turning him in?
Well, the reason I'm saying this, Adam, is. Because of all of these things, my reputation in the circles, the psychology circles, the psychiatric circles, is, you know, as they used to say, lower than whale dung. I mean, people think I'm just a freak. I've got to come up with something to get people focused on my work. And
no, but you still haven't answered this man's question. You want to get your book out?
Yes.
At the risk of some other person being victimized by this guy.
What about me being victimized?
Well, that's a whole different can of worms there, I think, Doc.
I mean,
even if you turn this guy in and he goes to jail, could you not still continue your work with him as his psychologist while he's incarcerated?
You know, as a scientist, Adam, that the best form of research is active in the laboratory, all right, while the conditions are the optimum conditions for study.
At the risk of somebody else's safety.
What about that, Doctor? What if it was your wife that was victimized?
See, there you go. See, on account of...
I know. You're a psychologist, and you figured it out, man. I use some trick here?
Well... I mean, you just said it yourself.
Are you going to turn the guy in or not?
Yes, I'm going to turn him in. You want to... Jesus, H, can I get the book published?
But does he got to kill somebody first?
Yeah, just how many more people got to die before you get your book published?
That's dirty pool. That is uncalled for. And
I would be very interested in reading your book.
Absolutely.
Based on what you're saying of this guy, but I don't think it's worth the potential harm to other people.
Oh, really? You've read my book?
No, I'd like to.
Well,
I mean, this book sounds
when you read
like
my
something...
book, when you read my book, and I'm sorry to have to say this, Adam, but when you read my book and you're finished, you'll say, yeah, it was worth it. Six more dead people was worth it.
Oh, but, God almighty. Adam, thanks for your call. You're kidding, right?
I'm telling you, maybe you don't understand, but that young man is a counselor. And when he finishes my book, he'll think, you know, I didn't think it would be worth having, you know, five more bodies turn up, but this... book. I need, my work must be completed.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kimberly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is Kimberly. I was just calling because I am on an 8-hour road trip on my own right now myself in the car. I'm in Georgia, not California, hallelujah, but I was just calling because of the fear that girls have traveling alone, and maybe men as well, to pull over and use the restroom or buy something or whatever And
well,
my...
well, you wouldn't want to pull over and buy something in the middle of the night. How far? It's 7:40 on the West Coast, so you're...
It's 10:40 here.
All right, so
I won't be home till about 2 in the morning.
Well, I would not suggest... This is not a good time to be... it's not a good time to be souvenir shopping, is that, you know what I'm going to say.
This is true. However, I would hate to be one of the 5 people that has to die for your book.
For your book to get published. Do you understand what the young lady's saying?
No, I certainly understand. I don't want the young lady to feel any fear. Number one, I monitor this gentleman. I'm very, very sure through our treatment abnormal behavior is being mitigated. And
you don't think he's going to commit any more of these crimes?
No, absolutely not. Now, what he's done, I can't do, you know. What am I going to do? But no.
Well, hopefully, what you are discovering and what you write will prevent other folks from.
Well, that's
from
it.
Being able to do the same thing to folks like me, wrote alone.
Well, look. First of all, this man is very, very. He's very meticulous in his method. He uses a ligature. He uses strangulation. You're in a car.
Great.
I doubt very. Well, you're in a car. So is he in your car? He's not in your car, is he, Kimberly?
Not right now.
So I wouldn't worry about him.
Oh, well, you come on, man. The lady's driving by herself.
No, I'm saying that he uses a garroting technique, which is to a piece of piano wire, what have you, when someone's unsuspecting. The lady's by herself, and the car's not going to happen. Number two, the coprophagia part of his affliction is generally his own and does not involve others. Are you sure there's no one following you right now, Kimberly? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding you. I'm joking around. Now, I think you're going to be fine.
I don't find your attitude, or I don't find your manner, Doctor, to be all that. I don't think this is a situation that is deserving of a flip.
The young lady's laughing. She's enjoying herself. And
I think she's more nervous than anything else.
Hey, Kimberly, let me ask you. You check the back behind your seat of your car? I'm kidding you.
No, but it is dangerous.
Hey,
there are women who do that a lot. They must stop. You have to stop to go to the restroom.
Oh, yes.
And if this fellow is out there, how can you rest assured at night that he's not doing this?
Let me just say this. Be careful when you open your trunk. I'm just kidding you.
Will you stop with the jokes? It's not funny.
All right, let me say to the young lady to make her feel, to put her at ease. Sexual acts with animals are often condemned as animal abuse or outlawed as, quote, crimes against nature. However, some, such as the philosopher and animal rights author Peter Singer, argue that this is not inherently the case. The research has broadly been supportive of the...
What are you talking about, man? What are you, defending this guy's bestiality? What's this got to do with anything?
I'm trying to say that this is not a man... who is likely to ever, ever, ever cross paths with a young lady like Kimberly, who is a woman on the East Coast driving in a car. This man...
I used to live on the West Coast.
Well, no, this man commits most of his crimes in his home. Now, getting back to my chapter on cannibalism, there are archaeologists who have claimed that some ruins in the American Southwest contain...
What has this got to do with anything? Are you going to call the cops, or are you not? Or do I call the cops?
What does that mean?
It means I know who you are. I have your name.
Let me ask, Kimberly, are you wearing perfume?
That's a rude question.
No, I'm asking. How's it rude? Are you wearing perfume? How's that rude?
Well...
Are you wearing perfume?
No.
Because Patient X loves perfume. Isn't that funny? I just have a lot of fun. And
all right, look, I'm going to hang up. No, you stay, Kimberly. I'm going to hang up on you, Doctor, and I'm going to call the Los Angeles police. And
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and your bullcrap Patient X. Now, I got a cop on the line.
What do you mean?
I have a police officer on line 4. He knows the law. Now, either you turn this guy in, or I turn you in.
I haven't completed my work on zoophilia.
Well, I'm so sorry that you haven't completed... What is zoophilia?
It's bestiality. So you would propose to stop in its tracks cold the very groundbreaking psychology that I'm doing. So this is fascinating. Listen to this. Where is my coprophagia? Ah, here it is. Coprophagy is extremely uncommon in humans. It is generally thought...
I don't give a crap!
Did you hear what he said, Kimberly? I'm talking about coprophagy, and he said, I don't give a crap. You love that? Kimberly?
I'm here.
Kimberly, don't worry about it. We're turning this freak in.
All right.
Oh, boy,
well,
you really got a pair on you, don't you?
Listen.
Don't you think that's funny?
What?
Let me see. Talk about coprophagia. I don't give a crap. Oh, yes, you will. Let me tell you, if you're around patient X, you will.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Jennifer, go ahead. You're with Dr. Sadler. Dr. Sadler, you there?
Yeah, right here.
Jennifer?
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
I think the psychologist needs a psychologist himself because I think he's cuckoo. You know, Phil, he's trying to blame you.
Well,
you're
ma'am.
Trying to ask him a question. You're trying to ask him a question, and he just beat around the bush, telling you about his wife that is 20 years old and how buff he is. Who cares? They want
I'm
to know one question. Would you turn that person in? That's the, what they. That's
yes,
the question.
Yes, but the reason why I talked about how ripped I am is because people have not. You know, they've tried to keep my practice from being successful because I'm unusual.
What has that got to do?
That has nothing to do with you reporting somebody that's breaking the law.
Well, when you first came on the line, Jennifer, you made a joke. You said this guy's cuckoo. Now, the reason why you did that...
It's not a joke to me. I'm serious.
The reason why you did that is because you know that intellectually I may be superior to you, so you tried to deflect my...
See, there you go again.
Yeah.
There you go again.
There you go with all your
you know,
baloney.
All your BS. Because
my baloney, huh?
Gary was on the phone, and you're acting like he don't have any sense, like he has to listen to what Phil was saying. He was asking you the same question, and you beat around the bush and don't give them a straight answer.
Who's Gary?
The guy that was, I was on, I think it was Gary was his name, I forgot.
I don't know any Gary.
The man was on the line, he was a psychologist.
There was a listener on the phone with you.
Well, his name wasn't Gary.
It doesn't matter what his name was. His name was Adam, but Jennifer knows the guy. He was a young man who did counseling himself.
He was a psychologist student, I think it was.
Well,
anyway, you're acting like he don't have any sense. He can't think for himself. I'm sure he can because you don't answer a straight question.
I'll answer the question, but let me ask you this. Don't I have the right to feed my family?
You have the right to feed your family, but you don't have the right to have other people suffering and somebody else breaking the law.
I'm sure you can make a living
without harboring, criminals.
Jennifer, my wife is 20. I'm 54. That makes a lot of guys jealous. Number two, yes, I work out.
You're full of yourself. I'm sorry.
I'm not full of myself. I just have an unusual life. I work out in an exercise thong. I've got a very young wife.
You're not the only old guy that have a young wife.
I understand. But I'm the only old guy with a young wife who's also been in 3 Mr. Universe contests, works out in an exercise thong.
I don't think anybody's interested in that.
Well, but I'm trying to make a point.
They're interested in, are you going to turn into criminals?
You've got a lot of guys in the psychology field, and they all look like a variation on some nerd. Then I come along, buff. And
who, buddy, we don't care.
I mean, you're full of yourself.
Listen to this, we. What do you mean, we? What, you got a turd in your pocket? You're talking about...
What does that mean?
I mean, I'm a psychologist, so I understand what you're doing. You're trying to identify with Jennifer so you feel like it's two against one. On account of, I've studied psychology, see?
Well, I guess you need to study some more.
Well, all right. What do you want me to do? Want me to turn the guy in? Of course I'm going to turn him in. I've said it 50
times.
Yeah,
but while you're waiting, other people are getting hurt.
All right. How badly are they getting hurt? They're being forced to eat you-know-what. Okay. That's number one. Number two, I mentioned zoophilia. Well, it's sick, but nobody dies.
Animals get abused.
Oh, Jesus. Now what do you want to do? You want to... Now the guy's the ASP... I've always wondered how many bananas an individual say. Let me ask something, Jennifer. Are you from the Bahamas?
No, I'm not.
Are you from Jamaica?
No, I'm not.
Are you from St. Thomas?
No, I'm not.
See, boy, are you lying to me?
Wait, what are you?
Are you from?
I'm not lying to you.
Are you from St. Croix?
I'm not from St. Croix.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from Belize.
Well, what's the difference?
It is a difference.
There is a difference.
It's a completely different country.
Well, my point... All right, so do they wear bananas in their hats there?
No, they don't.
Aren't you glad you asked?
Yeah.
Well, they wear bananas in their hats in St. Croix.
All right, so they wear bananas...
Well, St. Croix and Belize is two different countries.
Is Belize... Is that an island, or is that down there?
No, it's in Central America.
It's in Central America, yes. It was formerly British Honduras.
Now, you see how I got your mind off of all of this nonsense?
No,
by
my mind is not
bananas?
Off it. It's right. Not off it because I'm still thinking about it, and I think you're very wrong.
No,
you
ma'am,
need to turn that guy in.
I will turn him in. But I want to ask you: you don't wear bananas in your hat. Do you wear clay pots for hats?
No, I don't, and we don't.
Very funny, Doc.
What?
Very
I can hear people laughing.
You know what?
I've had a little bit to drink.
You know what? You can get all bombed all you want, but there are people out there that are going to meet this freak that you are so-called treating.
Exactly.
And get hurt while we're waiting to have your stupid book published while you're drinking your freaking cosmopolitans and asking about clay pot hats.
That's right.
Oh, this lady, all she's doing is, yeah, that's right. What are you, in the peanut gallery over there?
Well, I told you what I think
about you. What do they call it, the plantain gallery?
All right, Jennifer, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You would stick an ice pick into a baby to save a cougar in a bush.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What is that?
Listen to this. Dr. Lewin reports in his 2001 study, consumption of fresh, warm camel feces has been recommended by Bedouins as a remedy for bacterial dysentery, and this was confirmed by German soldiers in Africa during World War II. So what's so bad about that?
What a creep!
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.